We use it to describe others. Conversely, then, others use it to describe us. I want you to notice a passage of Scripture I'm going to look at. The word they is used 15 times in just 10 verses. Be looking at Matthew, the 27th chapter. Listen to verses 28 through 37. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit on him and took a reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put on his own clothes and led him away to crucify him. And they went out. They found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and they compelled him to carry his cross. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine mixed with gall. And when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and watched over him there. And over his head, they put a charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Now, English grammar teachers would tell us, look at the context. The word they implies someone who was mentioned earlier. And as we look previous verses, we'll see that this, is talking about the Roman soldiers, the governor's soldiers. Grammatically correct. But let me just make a statement. As I said earlier, when someone else uses the word they, it often refers to us. So I simply want to read this passage to you one more time, only from a different perspective. And listen to how it sounds. And we stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, we put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, we mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And we spit on him. We took a reed and struck him on his head. When we had mocked him, we stripped him of the robe and we put his own clothes on him and led him to be crucified. As we went out, we found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. We compelled this man to carry his cross. And when we came to the place of Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, we offered him wine mixed with gall. And when he had tasted it, he would not drink it. And when we had crucified him, we divided his garments among them and sat down, casting lots. And we sat down and kept watch over him. And we put, and over his head, we put the charge against him, which is read, "Jesus, the King of the Jews." Maybe we are they. Father, we come before you to remember a price that was paid for us when we had no value. We remember a sacrifice that was made for us when we had no worth. And we come to remember the one who did this simply because of his love and mercy for us. Father, we come to remember him. And Father, we come to glorify him, to honor him in what we do, what we say, what we sing, and how we act in this day. Father, as we remember him, Father, we realize that because of his death, because of his sacrifice, and because of his payment, we have value and we have worth. Father, you have shown us that. So, Father, help us now as we partake of these emblems that remind us of that, that Father will not forget the things that he has done. Father, we're thankful that you have forgotten the many things that we have done because of him. And so, Father, may we lift him up. May we glorify Christ in all that we do. For it's in his holy name that we pray.